Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph.
Yud Gimel.
Perek Yud Gimel. Thank you. Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Aleph. V'hinei Ish Elokim Ba MiYehuda. A man of God, a Navi, came from Shevet Yehuda. B'dvar Hashem El Beis El. V'yaravam Omed Al HaMizbeach LaHaktir. So, the Navi comes, to greet Yeravam. Yeravam is standing there, as we saw in last Perek. Yeravam would get on the Mizbeach on his holidays, and he would be the one who was bringing korbanos. A Navi comes to greet him. Vayikra al HaMizbeach v'dvar Hashem. The Navi calls out to the Mizbeach, Vayomer, Mizbeach, Mizbeach. He calls out to the Mizbeach, Kom Amar Hashem. Hinei ven nola leves David, Yoshiyahu Shmo. It's going to be a time when someone from the house of David is going to be born, his name is going to be Yoshiyahu. V'zavach alecha kohanei habamos. He's going to shecht upon you all the kohanim of the bamos on the Mizbeach, hamaktirim alecha, who now are being maktir on you. He's going to shecht these people on the Mizbeach. He's going to kill them. Ba'atmos Adam Yisrafu Alecha, and he's going to take the bones of people and burn them upon you. This is the nevuah that the Navi says. The Navi is referring here to a description of Malachim Bey's Parakhov Gimel Pasuk Yedal, when Yoshiyahu HaMelech is going to come and take retribution upon all the of the Avodah Zarah. Rashi, and he's going to apparently go and destroy all the idol worshippers and literally shech them. Rashi points out that the atzmos, the burning of the atzmos here, is referring to Yeravam's atzmos, says Rashi over here. But he was just giving Yeravam some kavod by not mentioning specifically that it was referring to Yeravam's atzmos. If you look in the Radak in Malachim, so there it just describes how they're going to go and dig up the atzmos of all the Avodei Avodah Zarah and burn their atzmos as well. Okay, so according to the Radak and Malachim, Malachim Beis, it's not referring specifically to the bones of Yeravam. Maybe in this context, at least it is. So that's the message. He's basically coming saying, Yeravam, you're an Avodah Zarah worshiper now, but there's going to come a day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take vengeance upon all the Avodah Zarah. By the way, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Tesman Beis says that who is this Ish Elokim? This Ish Elokim is known as Ido Hanavi. Okay, even though we don't see his name here, it only refers to Ish Elokim. So the Gemara refers to him as Ido Hanavi. I'm not sure if elsewhere in Tanakh we find Ido Hanavi, and that's where they got his name. And they figure out that it's referring to Ido. So in Pasuk Gimel, after he says this is what's going to happen in a while from now, V'nasan bayom hahu mofes, but on this day I'm going to give a mofes that this is going to be true. Le'mor zeh mofes asher dibur Hashem. This is the sign that the nevuah is going to come true in the future. Hinei mizbeach nikra v'nishbach hadeshen asher alav. The mizbeach that you're on right now, it's going to tear in half, and all the deshen is going to fall out, and the mizbeach is just going to collapse. That's the sign, and that's how you'll know that the nevuah that I'm giving is true.
Is that really the collapsing? I thought Shaul was like it's going to get torn.
Nikra v'nishbach hadeshen. What happens when the mizbeach is nikra?
So the deshen slides off, but it doesn't like. I don't think it's going to get completely destroyed. It's like you're going to get a tear, like a smack, a crack down the middle, and out goes the deshen.
I don't know. I imagine when a mizbeach splits in half, then the whole thing falls down afterwards. No,
I don't know.
But maybe that was just my imagination, and I don't know.
You know, like there's no record.
No, no, no.
The same
I just said that
for a long time. Like 200 years later, they're still on the same bama. So like,
this bama is the only bama that we're talking about.
That's they're going to. It says. Even the pasuk before, right? They're gonna the zavach alecha. Maybe when mizbeach was there.
Yeah, mizbeach in general. He wasn't referring to a specific mizbeach. I should be saying, you bad mizbeach. Look what's gonna happen to you. I don't know.
But it says
the same mizbeach. No,
when they destroy it, they say.
We'll see in pasuk what happens to it. I don't know. I assume if a mizbeach tears, then you can't use it anymore. That's just.
That
was my assumption, but I could be wrong. I'm not sure exactly what it means that it tears. I don't know.
It says here in Malachim Beis, the mizbeach habama asher also Yeravam ben Nevat.
I assume they made a new one. They're going to keeping makarv on a torn mizbeach.
I don't know.
I don't know.
A little plastic goes a long way. You're the most talented, kilo in America.
I don't know.
A little plastic goes a long way.
I don't know. The Abarbanel, as quoted in the Malbim here, has an interesting comment that he writes. That when a Navi sees a vision, he just doesn't have a vague image of what's going on, but he's got all the pratim. How does he prove that? Acheheshiv Shishem HaMelech Sheyasazos Yoshiyahu. He proves that he even knew that it was going to be a person named Yoshiyahu. It's not just saying, oh, some Navi is going to come one day and punish you. He knows detail by detail. That's just an interesting comment from the Abarbanel. Take it or leave it. I wouldn't add the Abarbanel. I'm just saying. Okay. Sorry, I'm reading from my notes. How did Yoshiyahu go ahead and start shechting people on the Mizbeach? Shalom mitzvah beitin. And since when do we burn atzamos of Ovdei Avodah Zarah? So either it was Alpi Nevuah, okay, so therefore, or some type of Horasha of a Melech that you're allowed to punish however is necessary.
I guess the Nevuah thing makes sense because he had Nevuah here.
Right. So he's like told exactly to do. So I guess it must have been a Nevuah of some Sivui that you can go ahead and
say, like, this is better than. Some of them say Alpi Nevuah were like, I don't know where it is. Here we can.
Yeah, no, I'm just pointing it out. That's interesting.
For sure. It's definitely
punishment for Avodah Zarah. Pasuk Dalet. Vayhi kishma ha-melech as dvar ish elokim. When he heard the Nevuah of Ido Hanavi, asher kara al mizbeach beveisel. Vayishlach Yeravim es yado me'al mizbeach. Yeravim reaches out his hand to grab the Navi. Lemor tivsu, or to say, to tell the other people, grab him, stop that person. And what happens immediately? Vativash yado. His hand dries up. It sounds like it freezes. He can't move it. Vativash yado asher shalach alav lo yachol lahashiva ilav. He can't bring back his hand. So he outstretches his hand, and his hand becomes paralyzed. Obviously, it's mida k'neged mida for the fact that he outstretched his hand. Now he can't bring it back. Rashi points out, Nakam HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kvodo shel tzadik yozer mikvodo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cared about the kavod of the tzadik, the navi, more than his own kavod. He didn't do anything to his hands, to Yerubim's hands, while he was sitting there and being makriv. But once he struck his hand against the Navi, so then, says Rashi, Bishvalaz HaTzadik Yavsha Yado. Okay, so we see that the Anava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu here is very clear, and I think we'll see a couple of times that the Anava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I think, is even more powerfully seen in contrast to the Gaiva of Yerubim. Pasuk Hey. So Yeravim's hand is stuck, and then what happens? When Mizbeach Nikra, the Mizbeach is torn, Vayishafech HaDeshen, and the Deshen spills, Mina Mizbeach, off the Mizbeach, Kamofis Asher Nasan Isha Elokim B'dvar Hashem, just as he said would happen as a sign for the other part of the Nebuah. Vayana Melech Vayomer Elisha Elokim, Chalna Es Pnei Hashem Elokecha, V'ispalel Ba'adi V'sashov Yadi Elai. So here Yeravim, what do you know? He asked the Navi to daven to Hashem to fix his hand. And the Ish Elokim davens for him, and his hand goes back. Now, Rashi points out, if you look very carefully at the words of the Melech of Yeravim, when he says, Chalna es pnei Hashem Elohecha, says Rashi, V'lo Elokai. So lest you think that Yeravim was doing tshuva here and recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, please daven to Hashem, he doesn't say, please daven to my Hashem. He says, daven to your God, not my God, but please daven to your God. Okay? So clearly Yeravim here still is not b'chozer b'tshuva, he's just trying to get out of his frozen arm problem. The Radak says that Elokecha, it's not that an indication that he doesn't believe in Hashem, but klomar shehu shalchecha v'ata shlucho. He's more likely to listen to you. He's Elokecha because he sent you, and therefore please daven to him. But it's not necessarily an indicator that Yeravim didn't have some sort of acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch over here. The Malbim adds two other points. Why is it, in fact, that he wasn't moved by this, the fact that his hand was stuck. So he writes, Hamofish and Asata Vachin Yivoshis Hayad Eino Machri Adayin. The fact that my hand is frozen, that doesn't prove anything to me yet. Ad Shetira Shetucha Losos Dabar V'Hipucho. Let me see if he could do one thing and then reverse it. That'll really prove that he's a god. Just freezing something, that's nothing. Can you freeze it and bring it back? So then he'll prove it. That's point number one. He writes, and then he says, V'gan Shiratzi Lirosim Yeshul Takana B'Tshuva. Shem yuchal rafos betfiloso choli gufo yamin shetoyel tfilos hanavi l'rapos gam choli nafshal achzer b'shuva. You want me to return b'shuva? So you show me that you can heal something physical. If my hand is stuck, you can bring it back. So then I'll know that my heart, which is stuck, can also go back. That I can, not only something physical can be changed, but something ruchni can be changed as well. Okay? So that's what your Rebbe was looking for here, says the Malbim. Now the Ralbag asks some obvious questions, which is that why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring his hand back? He was a Rasha. Why does Hashem listen to this tefillah? Why doesn't Hashem just punish Yeravim like he deserves right now? Zapella. Kim Rov Cheta Yeravim. Hiskim Hashem Yisbarach L'shmo Tefillah Sanavdi L'rapo. Ve'afshar. So why does he heal him? Ve'afshar ki yasa zeh kadeh sheyasha b'shuvah. Maybe he did this because he wanted Yeravim to have an opportunity to do tshuva, and therefore he heals him to try to inspire him to do tshuva. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really tries to get Yeravim to come back. Why though, this is my question, why though doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevent him from doing tshuva? In other words, I would have said, what do you mean? Treat him like Paro. Don't allow him to do tshuva. What do you want him to do tshuva for? He doesn't deserve to do tshuva at this point. Treat him like the rest of the Rishayim that you don't let them do tshuva. So number one, I want to suggest that it could be that in the place of the Gaiva of Yeravim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to show an extra Midah Vanivus, like we said before, that you're right, he doesn't deserve it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show what a Baal Gaiva Yeravim is, he has to show an extra Midah Vanivus. That's number one. Maybe sometimes by giving a Rasha an extra opportunity for tshuva, so that can be Magdil, his Onesh, later on, when he doesn't do tshuva, so that's going to make his punishment even greater. Yes.
And have you seen anywhere else in Tanakh where Hashem was hard in the heart of somebody suffer paro?
Yes.
Who else?
B'nai Eli. Also by... That's the first one that comes to mind, but there are others.
So it's not like it's a...
There are others.
Muhammad, I don't know.
He influences Avshalom's decisions. It's not necessarily hardening his heart. I think there are a few other places I have to think about. There's someone else, but definitely by B'nai Eli, it's pretty clear. Fine. But Tihi Barishona, so yeah, the Pasuk says that after his hand went back, Fatihi Barishona. The Radak points out two possibilities. Either Fatihi Barishona is referring to his hand went back to the way it was. But another possibility is Fatihi Barishona, he continued being Makar of Avodah Zarah, just like he was being Makar of Avodah Zarah beforehand. So he continues to go on in his Avodah Zarah dika ways.
That's the Radak?
That's the Radak, yeah, two possibilities. Okay, here's where we break into a kind of a side story. So now the Navi goes home. Well, he's about to go home. Vayidaber HaMelech Elisha Elokim, Bo Iti Abaisa, Usada Ve'Nalach HaMatas. He says, thanks so much for healing my hand. Why don't you come to my house and I'll give you some food? I at least owe you that much. Vayomer Isha Elokim El HaMelech, If Titan Li Eschati Beisech Ala Ova Imach, I wouldn't even go with you for half your house. V'lo Ochal Lechem Lo Ash Tamayim B'Makom Hazeh, I won't go there, I won't eat there, I won't drink there. Ki Kein Sivo Si B'Dvar Hashem Lemor, I have a command from Hashem. I got a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he told me I'm not allowed to eat food, I'm not allowed to eat bread, I'm not allowed to drink, and I'm not allowed to go on your derech. Vayelech b'derech acher, v'loshav b'derech asher ba v'el beisel. And he goes the opposite way. He doesn't return in the way that he came. Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'navi echad zaken yoshe b'veisel. There was another navi, which most mefarshim assume is referring to a navi sheker. A navi echad zaken is in beisel. Vayavo bno, vayisaper los kol maaseh asher asa yishalokim hayom He comes home to his father, the Navi Sheker. As the Targum Unkelus points out, he's a Navi Sheker, and others assume it as well. The Targum Unkelus here in Pasuk Aleph, at the very beginning, you see there clearly, Navi Shakrachad. So his son comes home and says, Dad, Navi Sheker, listen to what happened today. And he tells him all the stuff that happens. Vaydaber alayhim avim eza haderach halach. Well, where is this Navi, says the Navi Sheker? Where did Edo go? Vayiru banavis haderach asher halach yishalokim asher ba miyehuda. And he showed him which way it was. Vayomer albanav chiv shuli achamor, vayach bishulo achamor vayir kavalov. So the Navi Sheker wants to go greet Edo the Navi. Vayelach acharei yishalokim vayimtzeyo yoshev tachas ha'elah. He finds him sitting under a tree. Vayomer elav ha'ata isha elokim asher basa miyehuda vayomer ani. Are you the Navi who came to Yeravim? She says, yeah, that is me. Vayomer elav lechi ti habaisa ve'echol lachem. So he says, the Navi Sheker says to Edo, oh, why don't you come to my house and eat with me? Vayomer lo ucha lo shov itach. I can't come with you. V'lavo itach. I can't eat with you and I can't drink with you. I got a nevuah, I'm not allowed to do this. So says the Navi Sheker, no problem. I'm also a Navi. In other words, he lies to him. But he tells him that, don't worry, you got a nevuah, I got a nevuah, my nevuah cancels yours out, and therefore you can come home and eat with me. Ki cheshlo, says the Radak, ki navi sheker haya. V'hu ha'ezin l'dvara, v'nan ashbizah, he's punished. Now, I don't understand this line in the Radak. He says, ki haya yolo lachkor v'lishol alavim u'navi emes. He should have figured out if he was a navi emes or not. V'hu avar al divrei atzmo, and he violates divrei atzmo. In other words, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Pei Tesma Beis points out from here, that a Navi is not allowed to violate a Nevuah that he hears himself. He can't go against his own Nevuah. Ultimately, he'll be killed, as we'll see. But why then did he have to be Choker if he was a Navi Emes or not? What difference does it make whether he found out whether you're a Navi Emes or not? Even if he found out that he was a Navi Emes, he still couldn't listen to him. Okay, so I don't understand why the Radak makes that comment.
Two things he did wrong. Meaning, even if he wasn't a Navi...
Yeah, but it's irrelevant whether he was a Navi Emes or
not. Irrelevant, it's just two things that you messed up on.
Just in general, it's a good idea to ask if someone's a Navi Emes?
Yeah, if he wasn't a Navi.
The Malbim points out, how does he convince him to go home? So the Malbim, he says there are some things which weren't so clear in the Nevuah. It wasn't so clear, you couldn't eat there, maybe you couldn't just eat with Yeravam, but you were allowed to eat with someone else. You couldn't go on that derech, but maybe it wasn't exactly that derech, maybe a different derech. So he was trying to say, well, your nevuah wasn't so clear, and here's pshat in your nevuah. I was referring there. And once it was another Navi, so he said, oh, okay, good, that's pshat.
Two things.
Yeah.
One is that, so maybe that's pshat, if he was choker and found him to be Navi Emes, so then he would have realized that, oh, when it said not to you, that was, you know, with Yeravam, and not the second time.
Okay, he would have been tricked. Good.
This is against what we were saying before, that, like, but Nevuah is very in detail, and like, you know exactly, you know, to the point that he knew the name of the Yisrael.
I know you didn't like that shot anyway, right?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Okay. So, the Ralbag asks a great kasha. What's the most obvious question that everybody should be asking now? Says the Ralbag. He asks, the Ralbag and Pasuk Yuches, in my version the Ralbag like got bumped down a few pages ahead or later. He asks a question, basically, what about a Kedus Yitzchak? There's a Nevuah, and then a Malach comes and says, don't do it.
That's a Malach. It's not through somebody else.
Yeah, but it was one Nevuah versus another Nevuah. So Avram got a Nevuah, yeah?
Yeah, but so how is that?
So that's the answer to the Rabbag. The Rabbag says, Lefisha Masha Be'arnu, Kematina ba'Avram, shetivau Hashem Yisbarach shi'alas b'no la'ola, v'charkein tivau sheni shelo yishlach yado alanar. Ulam atshuv b'zeh asavak hasheni lo tikshem ha'od, l'fi masha bi'arnu anachnu b'inyan akedas Yitzhak. I couldn't find the Ralbag on Brishas. I looked.
We have one.
Yeah? Okay. So maybe I didn't. Maybe I did find it? I don't remember. If you find it for me, please show me where he says this. V'zeh Hashem Yisbarach lo shav mitzivuyev harishon, Aval be'er lo shirutzono haya ba'omra v'ha'aleh u'sham la'ola she'aleh u'sham ba'avur ha'ola k'dei shishchanak Yitzchak v'avodas Hashem Yisbarach. In other words, what happened by Akedas Yitzchak is not that he was choser from the original Nevuah. The second Nevuah was just mitaris the first. But over here, he was causing him to be chozer from the original Nevuah.
And that's the pshat. That's what the Radak is saying also. If he realized he was a Navi MS, he would have been able to reinterpret his own or re-understand his own Nevuah. And
okay.
He said not to eat the Dorma by your own.
Good. The Radak asks another question. He wants to know, ultimately we'll see, this Navi Sheker isn't punished. And he wants to know, why isn't this Navi Sheker going to be punished for what he does? As we'll see, Edo is going to be punished. I'm kind of giving it away. The Navi Sheker is not going to be punished. I just don't want to forget to say the Ralbag once we're in the Ralbag. So he says as follows. Why wasn't this Navi? He basically said a Nevuah, a Nevuah Shel Sheker. So why wasn't he punished? So he writes, Hilrovan Voseyam, because of all of their sins, Hister Hashem Yisbarach Panav Mehem, Velo Ansha Malchataim. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by not punishing the evildoers, was ignoring them, because he didn't care about them. Halo Tirek, Hila Avas Hashem Yisbarach Yehuda Vyushlaim, Anashes Rechavim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, he punishes them. Okay. Let's continue on in the Pesukim for a second. The Ralbag points out even first. Well, let's get there. Pasuk Chaf. Pasuk Yutas, sorry. Vayashav yito vayochal echem beveso vayeshmaim. He goes back, he eats, and he drinks. Vayhi hem yoshim el ha-shulchan. In the middle, they're eating. Vayhi dvar Hashem el hanavi asher heshivo. So most assume that this means Vayhi dvar Hashem, the word of Hashem, was to the Navi, who had returned the real Navi. In other words, the words of Hashem was to the Navi Sheker. So now the Navi Sheker becomes a Navi.
Really?
The Navi Sheker becomes a Navi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks from the mouth of the Navi Sheker. The Ralbag here points out that Nasa B'Zayin Pelacher. Number one, he's giving Nevuah to a Navi Sheker. It sounds like he's talking while he's alive, while he's awake. That's a tremendous madrega. Just like to benefit Klal Yisrael, he gave Nevuah to Bilam, so too he gives this Navi Sheker Nevuah. Bavur Khedi Shalokim Vayazamida Kenegamida. Who had me Navi Asheker Vashloya Royla Amino? So since he treated him like a real Navi, so Mida Kenegamida is that you're gonna hear it from him and he's gonna become a real Navi.
That's a stretch to compare to Bilam, no? Like it tells for Klal Yisrael versus just cause somebody Navi was Chote.
No,
Mida Kenegamida.
There might be somebody you saw that there is that
Hashem
Baruch Hu, meaning the point is not, so can send his messages through. If Hashem Baruch Hu chooses to make a stone talk, that doesn't mean that the stone has Nevuah. He's using the Gilim.
Okay, just to compare it to the Bilam's, like that was a very different situation.
I'm a little surprised by going to Bilam, going Chamor Shabilam, but Chamor Shabilam is a good rap.
Okay, so some explain that really. El Hanavi Asher Hashivo. Some say it's referring to the real Navi. Fine, but the simple understanding is not that way. Most assume that's referring to the Navi Sheker is talking. Vayikra al Ish Elokim Asher Ba Mi Yehuda. There it sounds pretty clear that the Navi Sheker is talking to him. I don't know how they get out of that.
Because you can say Vayikra is the Nevuah.
Okay, lay more. Yeah. Okay. Kol Amar Hashem. Yan ki marisa pi Hashem lo shemarta es mitzvah asher tzivcha Hashem lokecha v'atasha v'tocha lechem v'teshmayim ha-bamakam asher diber elecha al-tocha lechem v'teshmayim lo sabu nevlascha al-kever avosecha. You're not going to be buried in the kever of your parents.
How long are you going to stay?
Yeah, you can
lock
for the outside.
We'll lock outside. Yeah,
we'll
yeah, no yeah. problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
So he says you're not going to be buried with your fathers. The Malbim of Pasuk Chaf Aleph, when he writes that you didn't listen to the mitzvah, Malbim says, "Lo shamarta as a mitzvah." Ratz lomer ki kol safek shistavik b'tzivah Hashem. Anytime you have a safek, when it comes to a tzivah of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, as the Malbim pointed out, that he was mesupik. It's not fair. He had a safek. He didn't understand it. It's okay, so you have to go l'chumra. Safek deraisa l'chumra. Ki makam shestam dvarav v'lo biyir ahet teriferis ratzo shenachmir bo v'zeh kal gadol b'hilchas ha-Torah v'zeh enyin ha-mishmeres. That's why it says lo shamaritas ha-mitzvah shesichim lishmor ha-mitzvah m'kol tenayah v'chumro seha usi ageha. You have to create fences around the Torah v'chein ein l'cha teretz shesamachta al divrei ha-navi shebeisal. You can't say, oh, I was relying on that navi. You should have been shomer the mitzvah. Let's see what happens to this Ido Hanavi. Vayhi achareach lo lechem achareish shesoso. Points out the Malbim that Avera goreres Avera because he continued eating. He should have stopped eating. He wasn't allowed to eat. So he hears Nevuah, he finishes eating, then he gets up. Vayachavosh lachamor lo navi asher ashivo. Vayilech vayimseu arye baderech vayimiseu. A lion finds him and kills him. Vati nevlasa mishlachas baderech, and his nevela was thrown on the road. Vachamor omed etzla. And the chamor is standing next to the body. The aryeh omed etzal nevela, and aryeh, the lion, is standing next to the nevela. So you have the dead body, the donkey, and the lion just standing there. V'nei anashim avrim v'yiruas nevela mishlachas baderech v'es aryeh omed etzal nevela. Everyone sees this incredible sight. They're just standing there. V'yidru ba'ir asher navi hazak in yoshiva. And they go back to the Navi Sheker city, and everyone's talking about it. V'yishma navi hasher hashiva min aderech. The Navi Sheker hears, "Vayomer Yish Elokim, Hu Asher Mara Aspi Hashem." This is now they call him an Yish Elokim. So he says, "This is the one." Sorry, "Vayomer Yish Elokim, Hu Asher Mara Aspi Hashem." That's the Yish Elokim. It must be the one who did listen to Hashem. "Vayneu Hashem Larye, Vayishbire Vaymiseu Kedvar Hashem Asher Diberlo, Vaydaber Al Banav Lemor Chivshili Yasachamor Vaychavosha." I want to go see this. Let's get on the donkey. Vayelech vayim says nivlaso mushlachas badera vechamor vaarye omdim etzal nevela lo achal haarye as nevela. The arye did not eat the nevela like most lions would do. Lo shavar as hachamor, and he did not destroy the donkey. Vayisa navi as nivlas isha lokim vaynicheu lachamor vayishiveu vayavo al ir hanavi hazakein lispod ulakavro. The navi sheker takes the nevela of the real navi and buries him. He gives him a hesped. I want to be buried with him. Why does he want to be buried with him? The Farshim point out that when it comes time that the Nevuah that we just heard the other day is going to come true, and they're going to go and start burning the Atzamos of all the Nevi'ei Sheker, so I want to be with the real Navi, because then they're not going to burn my bones. Now, the Radak says something. Oh, this is a keeper. Gotta mark down this Radak. Says the Radak. With this whole incident with the lion and the donkey not getting eaten by the lion. So we see the onesh and the reward of a tzaddik. Bechein, says the Radak, gmul hachamor ba'olam hazeh. You see the reward of the donkey. L'chvod hanavi shirachav alav. He was mechabe the navi by riding him all the time. Ki yesh gumul v'onish b'shar balei chayim b'olam hazeh. Says the Radak that animals too get reward and punishment. If you look in the Radak in Tehillim, if you look in the Radak in Tehillim on Kuf Memhe Yod Zayin. Kuf Memhe Yod Zayin. Says the Radak there as well. Tilim Kuf Memhe Yod Zayin. Sadiq Hashem Bechol Derachav. The Chasid Bechol Maasav. Says the Radak. Ki Betzedek Uviyosher Nosem Lechol Echad Ochel. Va'af Alfi Shachai Torah Fesachai. Even though one animal eats the other. Va'ochel Kma Chatula Achbar. Animals always eat each other. And birds eat other birds. Hakol tzedek meito. Everything is justice from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki gam l'chayos v'la ofos ha-torfim nosen lahem gankin ma'achalim b'chayehim. El shbe'giya kitzam lamus. So when it's time for an animal to die, gazer mikodem sh'tem misasam pamin b'hanos ba'alaychayim acherim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gozer that sometimes that he's going to die as a hana for another Baal Chai. Yigzer Shiyamas Mises Atzma. Again, this Radak sounds very much like HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Sarva Onesh for animals. Not as clear as this Radak over here. This is very, very clear. Just wanted to point out that Malbim in Perek Yilches, Pasuk Vav, there when he's discussing how Achav is going and looking for food, there's no food left in Klal Yisrael, and he says, go find some rain, maybe there's some grass left, so we can give to the horses. So says the Radak. Why did he say this? The Medrash says, "Kishayim bnei adam ruyil mugashamim yored hamatar b'shvil behema." That when man doesn't deserve rain, so then the rain falls for an animal. Why? Ki ha'adam habechiri, a man who has choice, nitan l'gmul v'onesh. So he is susceptible to skar v'onesh. Lo kein abale chayim shalahem bris krusa. They have a bris hativi. A natural bris, shelo yichrusu minehem, that it won't, that their min, that their type of animal won't stop. Vayadeh bris hazos yored amater gam ala adam hagam shu nidin lefi amaisim. So Achav was saying, well, we don't deserve any rain, so we're not getting it. But the animals, they do have to get something because Hashem promised them, because they don't get judged. So this Malbim is clearly against the Radak. Just to wrap up the parak.
Let's say that they only have schar and not onish.
It sounds like they get whatever, no matter what. It sounds like that's what it sounds like in the Malbim there. Very quickly, just to wrap up the Perek. Achar hadavar hazeh. Oh, sorry. Pasuk Lamed Beis. Ki ayoyiyah davar asher karab davar Hashem amizbech. That's what we said. Asher beveisel. Valkein batei abamos. Asher be'arei shomron. That's why I want to be buried with him so my bones don't get burnt. Achar hadavar hazeh lo shav yirav midarko araha. Achar hadavar hazeh. What's achar hadavar hazeh? So Rashi says either after this whole story, the divrei hanavi and all this nisim of this story, yiravim was not chozer b'tshuva, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Beis Amud Aleph says achar hadavar hazeh, achar shetofso Hashem, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed yiravim and he said chozor. Return v'netayel b'gan Eden. If you do tshuva now, so let's go and walk in Gan Eden. What forces the Gemara to say that out of the Pashtos? I don't remember. Why doesn't it just say what the simple understanding of Gemara? I'm not sure. But the Malbim writes, "V'chazal b'melit tassam, amru achar shetavas hakadosh baruch yiravim." Malbim says, "Lest you think that really happened. No, it didn't really happen. That Hashem said, 'Let's walk in Gan Eden together.' It was a melitza. It was like a nice mashal." Says the Malbim. That's the Malbim's take on that chazal.
In the first shot that you're saying.
I'm just saying the simple reading of Pesukim is Achar Hadavar Hazeh Lo Shav Yiravim. After this whole story, he didn't return. Why does the Gemara have to go out of context and say, oh yeah, the Hashem said this whole thing?
Meaning even with the whole Yishol Kim guy.
You're saying in between, so Achar Hadavar Hazeh doesn't make sense? Is that your problem?
I thought Achar Hadavar Hazeh meant that the Daka because Yishol Kim died. That like.
So after this whole story.
Meaning, is it an Afalgav? Meaning like even though that this whole, he had the whole hand returned to him.
Right. That's the simple reading, right?
Okay.
So why do Chazal say after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him this deal and said if you do tshuva, so me, you, and David, we're going to walk together in Gan Eden?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, we did. Vayasha Vayas Mixos Ami Kohen Bamos Achovit Shemal Es Yado Vehi Kohen Bamos. There's still lots of Kohen Bamos. Vahid Badover Azel Lachatos Beis Yeravam Lahachid Lahashmi Meal Pnei Ha Adama. Okay, we will pause here.
You know the Rashi Al Torah, which is